Yeah, fix me up here. Get me all hooked up.
That's okay. Just my part.
Okay. Are you going to be our caretaker today?
Should I?
Yes. Okay. Ready for a ride?
准备好了吗?
Well, it's good to be here with you today.
今天的工作真好.
Oh, I'm sorry. The scripture verse that we use today.
今天我们读的经文.
What shall profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul?
就算赚得全世界, 却赔上自己的生命或者灵魂.
What will you give for your soul?
你会为你的灵魂或者生命, 你会给什么呢?
The value of a soul.
灵魂的价值.
I thought about that and have been chewing on that for a while now. The value of a soul.
我为这件事情想了很久，这灵魂的价值究竟是什么呢?
And you know, we can't put a dollar amount on it. Although we would love to.
我们想要给灵魂的价值有一个这个金钱的这个数字。
Because if we can put a dollar amount on it, we could say, okay, every soul is going to cost us $20.
如果我们能够把一个数字给这个灵魂的话，就说，哎，说不定灵魂只值20美元。
And we put enough $20 in the bucket to save a lot of souls.
那我们把很多很多的20美金放在一个篮子里面，我们就可以拯救很多灵魂。
It requires a little bit more of us than that.
那就可能需要我们很多人去赚这个钱。
You know, as I looked at the scripture,
当我今天看这个经文的时候,
I thought a soul is so precious to God.
我想到了灵魂和生命其实是对神来说是多么的宝贵。
But to us, sometimes it doesn't mean anything.
但是对于我们有的时候似乎又不意味着什么。
Now, our first scripture was in Mark 8:36, and
我们第一个经文是马可福音8章36节。
And there are some parallels in Matthew 16:26 and Luke 9:25.
与此同时呢，在马太福音16:26和路加福音9:25。
And what is it saying to me is that this is an important concept.
那为什么会有三个福音书同时讲这个概念呢？因为这是非常非常重要的概念。
People in the world don't understand the value of a soul.
在这个世界上的人经常不明白灵魂的价值，灵魂的意义。
I think about the massacres that have happened, the mall in Africa where they just came through and killed people.
我想到最近在非洲发生的这个大屠杀。
The different kinds of places and things where people's lives are just snuffed out.
在很多很多的地方，就是人的生命就这样就被毁灭了，消失了。
What shall we give in exchange for our soul?
我们为了灵魂要交换灵魂要付出什么呢？
You know what? I think the devil thinks that we think life is more important than our soul.
有的时候我们会觉得我们的生活其实比灵魂更重要。
That's why he tried to mess with Job in the Old Testament.
所以有的时候在旧约那个约伯的时候呢，那个魔鬼呢，就是跟那个约伯有这样的一个互动。
Tried to get Job to curse God.
然后他就诅咒那个约伯，魔鬼。
To save his own skin.
就用约伯记说就以皮代皮，然后就想撒旦要跟那个约伯有这样的一个交换。
So, what would it take for each and every one of us to understand how important a soul is?
那 我们会需要做什么呢？然后才能让我们每个人都明白灵魂真正的它意义在什么地方
？How important is God to you？
神对你多重要呢
？How important is it that you found Jesus as your own personal savior？
你有没有接受耶稣作为你个人的救主呢
？Then the question is, how important is it？For other people to find that.
那这个我们接受耶稣基督做我们个人救主是很重要的，但是呢，又怎么样能够让别人也感觉到这种重要性呢
？Let me ask you.
让我来问这个问题。
Why is the soul valuable?
为什么灵魂是有价值
？Anyone? Why is it valuable?
大家有志愿回答吗？为什么灵魂有价值
？Because it makes us human beings make us special.
It makes us human beings special. What's special about human beings?
Because human beings are made in God's image.
Yes. Amen. Human beings are made in God's image.
那雅蒂姐妹刚才说，就是灵魂为什么有价值呢？因为让我们可以成为灵魂，让我们成为一个人类。那为什么人类这样很重要呢？因为人类是照着神的形象所造的。
We're not puppies or dogs.
我们不是小狗和狗。
But we have that part of us that God breathed in us at creation. He breathed into us a living soul.And that soul goes back to him if we allow ourselves to be connected to him.
那我们创世纪说当我们创造的时候，我们就神在用他的鼻孔吹气，然后吹到我们成为有灵的活人。那当我们如果死掉的时候，当如果我们能够给神有这样的委托的话，我们可以回到神的面前。
I'm going to talk a little bit about why the soul is important.And the first reason is that it's eternal. Because if you look at this body, it is temporary. And some people spend a lot of energy on the body.
那我会想讨论一下为什么灵魂会有价值？因为首先灵魂是暂时的，但是世界上很多事情灵魂是永恒的，但是世界上很多事情是暂时的。
The soul is eternal.
灵魂是永恒的。
I think if we spent as much money as some people do on the soul and soul winning, the world would be very different.
Yes.
如果我们每个人都花很多很多时间在我们的灵魂和生命上面的话，那这个世界会完全不一样。
Let's look at 2 Corinthians 4:16-18. 2 Corinthians 4:16-18.
我们看哥林多后书4:16-18.
Therefore, we do not lose heart.
所以我们不丧胆。
Though outwardly we are wasting away.
外体虽然毁坏。
But inwardly we are being renewed day by day.
内心却一天心思一天。
For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory.
我们这至暂。暂至轻的苦楚，要为我们成就极重无比、永远的荣耀。
That far outweighs them all.
原来我们不是顾念所见的。
Verse 18. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary.But what is unseen is eternal.
十八节，原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的，因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。
Anybody here ever read the story about the Valentine Rabbit?
这边大家有没有听到过一个 Valentine Rabbit 的一个故事？我没有听过。
It is a children's book.
这是一个孩子的一本书。
And the two characters in that book, one is a velveteen rabbit, and one is a skin horse.
这个故事里面有两个主人公，一个是一个 一个兔子嘛，然后另外是一个
skin horse，
skin horse 是那个
yes， like a horse，
like 像只马。
And the skin horse in the book was a wise old horse.
然后这个马它是老马，又很聪明的马。
And so the Velveteen Rabbit came to him and asked the question, "What is real?"
那这只兔子就过来找这只马，就说什么是真实的事情。
And the horse said, "Real isn't how you are made." It is things that happen to you when you are loved.
那个马就跟他说，这个什么是真实的呢？真实就是，当你活着的时候，你愿意发生的事情，你做的事情。
So if you're loved for a long, long time, that is what is real.
如果你爱很久很久的话，就这是个真实的事。
And he said, even though you will become shabby,
即使你会变得
ragged,
即使你会变得憔悴，会衰老，
your eyes will fall off,
你的眼珠子会掉出来，
your joints will become loose,
你的关节会变松，
and you will not be understood.
你就会不了解，那个时候可能会没有意识。
Except by the person who loved you.
那这个时候你只会记得的就是那些爱你的人。
The same is true with our soul.
那这同样的事情对于我们的灵魂也是一样的。
That our bodies will fade.
我们的
our eyes will fade.
我们的那个肢体会衰退。
We will get old.
我们会变老。
But we will still be loved.
我们还是会被爱。
By family and Almighty God.
有这个，我们永生神的那个这个大家庭所被爱我们。
In Christ's eyes, we do not become ugly.
在神的在基督的眼中，我们不会变得并不是丑陋。
He said in the scripture, we are renewed every day.
在圣经里面说，我们一天新似一天。
And that's because we are the second one, God's unique creation.
这就是第二个原因，为什么灵魂很重要？因为灵魂是神的独特的创造。
I think it's refreshing to know that we are made in the image of Almighty God.
我想刚才我们已经讨论过了，我们其实每个人是由神的形象所造的。
And that life began because He breathed the life into us.
那我们的生命是从神把一口气吹到我们的身上开始的。
Genesis 1:26-27 tells us that very clearly.
那在启示在那个创世纪有这样很清楚的认识。
You can read 1:26.
Yeah, 创世纪一章二十六节，神说：“我们要照着我们的形象。”按照我们的样式造人，使他们管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟、地上的牲畜和全地，并地上所爬的一切昆虫。
Isn't it neat that God breathed into us life, made our very bodies to be His image?
那这样，神把这样一个气吹到我们的身中，让我们可以有这样的生命，这是多么奇妙的一件事！
But it wasn't just about the body, this flesh that you see.
但这并不仅仅是我们看到的这个身体。
Because let's read Psalms 139, verses 14 and 16.
我们看到的诗篇139篇14到16节。诗篇139篇14到16节，我要称谢你，因为我受造。奇妙可畏，你的作为奇妙，这是我心深知道的。我在暗中受造，在地的深处被联络。那时我的形体并不向你隐藏，我未形的形体，你的眼早已看见了。你所定的日子，我尚未度一日，你都写在你的册上了。
That was a life-changing verse for me when I was 14 years old.
当我十四岁的时候，这是一个改变我生命的一个经文。
Because I was very tall.
因为那个时候我很高。
Taller than most boys in my class.
那在我的同班同学中，我比大多数的男生都高。
And I just felt really awkward.
那时候感觉很奇怪，为什么我这么高？
And someone showed me this verse.
那有一个人就把这个经节就告给了我看。
And it said, Barbara, you are fearfully and wonderfully made.
因为我们受造是奇妙可畏。
And so that changed my life, and that's when I accepted Jesus into my heart at the age of 14.
那这句经文就改变了我的生命，在我十四岁的时候，我就接受了主耶稣基督。
And to know that my life is more than just my body and how tall I am.
那我的生命就不仅仅是关于我的身体以及我多高。
But I had an eternal soul.
而是也关于我有永恒的灵魂。
That God really died because He loved me that much.
那神是这么奇妙，因为他这么爱我。
Psalms 82 verse 16.
在诗篇八十二篇第六节，我曾说你们是神，都是至高者的儿子。
It just further says we are God's unique creation. Every person is God's creation.
因为我们每一个受造物都是神的创造。
And our souls make us a unique person before God.
我们的灵魂使得我们成为在神的面前一个独特的一个创造。
That's why people can wear shirts, life matters. It's not just one group that life matters, it is God, all of us as human beings, our life and our souls matter before God.
所以有些人会穿这样的一个衣服，上面就写的，生命是，是有重要的。那这是因为这是神的话，这是事实。
You know, the importance of something is when we assign a cost to it or a value to it, and it becomes more valuable or not valuable.I think about some of the auctions of Weatherby's. You hear about these things where they have paintings that go for millions of dollars. And if you and I were to look at it, we'd say, that ain't worth nothing. You know, I wouldn't spend any money for that. Oh, I'm sorry.
我们刚才提到怎么样去衡量灵魂的价值呢？一种方法是把一个放一个金钱的一个数字在上面，但是呢，这会有个问题。就像如果放在金钱的数字，我们可能大家会听到一些例子，就一些拍卖会，有一些很好的一些油画，竟然会有几百万、几百万的那个价值。我们说，这怎么可能？我们根本就不相信它。
Yeah, it's like some of you young guys here.You see a nice hot Mustang, you spend some money for that.
我们这边有些年轻人可能看到那个大黄蜂跑车，然后可能就想要去买那样的跑车。
But some of the cars that some of the adults have, you go, I wouldn't get caught in that.
那有些可能年长的人就不会去想做这样疯狂的事情。
It's where we place our value for different things.
因为我们把同，对，我们会放不同的一些。价值在同样的事情上会不一样的价值取向。
The value that God placed on your soul was that He allowed His Son to die.
那我们灵魂的价值就是神把他的独生爱子赐给我们，为我们而死。
That's a high price.
这是一个很高很高的一个价值。
And yet, you know what? I live in a place in the city of Buffalo.Where the souls are not valued too well.
你知道吗？我生活在那个布法罗的那个市中心，在那里呢，灵魂并不是被很高的价值估价中。
And what I mean by that is, the church is sometimes taking a back seat to urban areas.
知道吗？为什么这样说呢？因为有的时候教会他们在那个都市中，就是市中心中，却没有太多的参与。
We have people who have just as much value and live in the city, but don't have the same programs or ability to be churched as we do in the suburbs.
那在市中心的那些人们呢，他们其实他们灵魂的价值是同样的，跟郊区的是一样的，但是我们的人却没有太多教会的一些 program 一些活动。
Now somebody asked me, what's the difference between my church, for instance, and this church?
那所以如果问你一个问题，我在我市中心那个教会和这个教会的区别是什么呢？
And it's only from my opinion, but I take my opinion as it. My church is a missionary church. It's not it's not quote the established church, but it's a mission.
那我会说我在市中心那个教会是有一个宣教的一个教会，而并不是一个已经完全已经成立好的一个教会。
We're letting people know that Christ died for them while they were yet sinners.
我们就让旁边的人知道，那耶稣就神在我们人还在罪人的时候就为他们死了。And
that is vital for everyday life.
那这是对我们每一天的生命都非常重要的。It's
not a social gathering.
这不是一个社交的一个聚会。But
it's to make it through every day.
这是一个我们对于我们每天生命都很重要的一件事情。And
for as much as possible for each and every one of us,
那对于我们每一个人,
to speak life and to give life to people through the blood of Jesus.
如果我们对于每一个人来说，我们怎么样能够把我们的生命能够跟别人给分享给别人呢？那我们只有通过我们主耶稣为我们留的宝血。And
it seems that some people are more worthy to get that than others.
有些时候呢，好像有些人可能会更值得我们这样的付出，有些人可能没有这么值得。
And yet I find, James talks about no partiality.
然后就在那个雅各书上,
it's not there, I'm just saying it.
对，在雅各书上面,
there's no partiality in Christ. There's no partiality in Jesus.
在那个基督里面是没有偏心的。
But people will use your race,
但是人会通过你的皮肤肤色,
your economic status,
你的经济的一些地位,
or even where you live,
甚至你住在什么地方,
to determine whether you should receive this free gift from Jesus.
然后来决定你是不是应该可以得到你这个耶稣为我们死的这样一个大好的福音。
And I'm here to say today that as a church,
那今天我想说呢，就是作为一个教会，作为教会，
the Church of Jesus Christ,
作为耶稣基督的教会，
we have to value the souls wherever they may be.
我们必须要衡量灵魂的价值，无论他们在什么地方、什么情况下，
and be able to communicate that God loves you right where you are, and wants to help you to be the best soul that you can be.
那无论你在什么地方，你是什么样的一个情况，我们都应该要把这个好消息分享给你。
You know, we have all kinds of programs and do all kinds of things for folks.
我们有各种各样的教会的一些活动。
But what profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his soul?
但是如果我们得到这个世界却 失去我们的生命,
we're going to close with Matthew 16:24-25.
Because 人若赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？人还能拿什么换生命呢？
The points that we wanted to make today is that our souls are valuable. They are eternal.
今天我们想强调的就是神，灵魂它是永恒的，它很重要。
And Jesus is saying that the body is going to fade away.
那耶稣说我们的身体会衰残。
The body will die.
我们的身体会死掉。
But we have an eternal soul.
但我们有永恒的灵魂。
And whoever will give their life to him.
那所有人如果想，如果我们把我们的生命能够给还给耶稣，
will spend eternal life with him.
我们就会与耶稣一起有这样的永恒的一个生相交。
So his call to us,
他今天对我们的呼召，
is just as he gave his life for us,
就正如他把他的生命给我们，
that we give our life to him.
我们也把我们的生命还给他。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Father God, thank you so much for your goodness and love to us.
亲爱的父神，感谢你给我们这么美好的福音。
Father, thank you that heaven is going to look like the world, not just my neighborhood.
主要我们知道天堂就像一个世界，但这个世界呢不像我们的街区。
Father, thank you that you value me more than sometimes I've even valued myself.
神啊，我们感谢你，因为你这么看重我们，甚至有的时候比我们自己看重我们还多。
I give you my heart.
你给我们心。
I give you my love.
你给我们爱。
I give you my life, Jesus.
你愿意把我们的
Help me.
生命给你，帮助我们。
Communicate.
来
so many others.
来把你的好消息传给大家。
The value of their soul.
就他们生命灵魂的价值。
Which is what you died for.
这是你为我们而死的。
Thank you, Jesus.
感谢耶稣。
Thank you for these people.
为这些人感谢你。
Thank you for this time.
感谢你这个。
Glorify you, Lord.
愿意我们做的一切荣
耀你。Lift you up.
愿意我们将你高举。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Amen. Amen.
那我们来先来唱啊，我宁愿有耶稣，来回应这个牧师的一个信息。 站立，牧师给我们做祝祷。Benediction.
Dear Jesus, we thank you so much for this time. We leave this place to go and serve you and to let people know that they have an eternal soul that you died for. Thank you, Jesus, for your love, for your care, and for your blessings. Let us have an awesome week honoring you.
Amen.
In your name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
大家请坐。现在我们是要欢迎新朋友的时间。在此之前呢，请你把手中的 friendship 卡、朋友卡填好，然后交给我们的阿雪。在我右手边，如果你是第一次来到我们中间的，请站起来，我们欢迎你。
我很高兴在这儿认识大家。
Ben Liu，
出去一下。
出去好。我们欢迎你。下面是
还有
好 ，OK。
各位组内弟兄姐妹啊，大家平安。我姓封，我是 Gary 啊，在我右边是我太太 Julie。很感恩，我们是来自纽约长岛的这个长恩堂。回到这间教会啊。8年以前，我同我太太，那时候我的大女儿是到 UB 念 freshman， 我带着我太太、我大女儿一起来注册。我们在这边教会，在这个厅堂跟弟兄姐妹做的第一次聚会。8年以后的今天，我同我太太要到Buffalo， 我们去到这个 Toronto 去做个旅游。我太太早上起来说说，我们找一间华人教会来聚会，然后我们再去。我说好，所以我就在网上找的这些。我一停车场外面一看。我就说这一家我有印象，我太太说这是我们8年以前来的第一次聚会的场所，就很感恩神在8年之内带了我太太跟我再次回到这边跟弟兄姐妹一起来聚会，感谢赞美，谢谢大家。
下面是我们这个通知的时间，worship结束以后，崇拜结束以后马上开工会，我们欢迎参加学部我们商量教会的一些事情。这个夏天有两个夏令营，第一个是比较与婚姻有关系的，婚姻和家庭有关系的夏令营。大家看周报，这个是在 Pennsylvania Central Valley Pennsylvania， This is about the Independence Day weekend long weekend。另外有7月26号到31号，由在 Fulton 举办的一个retreat regarding family care， 大家具体的哪些故事上面这件事情。Bob is here. Bob is not. OK。另外有一些代祷的事项，请你有些你需要的话，请与牧师联系，我们有。周和每个月的祷告会为你祷告。近来呢还有一个 God pleasing stewardship on the life， 这个是最近每周五团契学生中文团契，从6月19号到8月底他们在茶场的一个主题，请大家参加，具体呢是找张峰联系。另外其他事项请你看周报，现在我们把时间交给你，我想时间。
那我们现在唱主副歌，对不起忘了那种歌忘了打出来。我跟大家提示一下好了啊，愿主恩惠每天黄道里。 大家默祷以后散会。